Well, I know my family has enjoyed the Bible stories that we've been giving the last couple weeks. We're going to begin this week with an 8-part reading through a book called The Big Picture Story Bible by David Helm. One pastor told me that he learned more about how the Bible fits together through reading this book to his children than he did in 4 years of seminary. I don't know if that was an exaggeration or not, but it is praise of this book and the theology that it gives. And so this is certainly for children of all ages. I've read this book several times to the children of my family, and I think you'll enjoy it. And so we'll begin by reading the first 3 chapters, and it will take us 8 different sessions to complete the reading of the Big Picture Story Bible. It begins with the Old Testament, the very good beginning. The Bible is God's story, and it begins with these big words. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Do you know how God created everything? Simply by speaking words. Imagine making the world with words. Strong words, powerful words. With words, God created everything. He made the stars, the sun, and the moon. He made the animals, the fish, the trees, and flowers, too. Everything. And then after all these things, God created people. Can you see Adam and Eve? God put his people in the Garden of Eden. They were made in the image of God. They were to be the rulers of God's place. Adam and Eve were very special to God. Did you know that you are also very special to God? You are special because you are made in His image too. Being created in the image of God must have made Adam and Eve very, very happy. God was happy too. He was pleased with his world and his people because he saw that they were very good. Nothing was wrong. Nothing was bad. Nobody disobeyed God. In the very good beginning, everything and everyone knew how good God was. God gave Adam and Eve good words to obey. He told them not to eat from a special tree. You see, God was teaching Adam and Eve that he was their king, that people were to obey God's word. God also said that if Adam and Eve disobeyed his word, they would surely die. So God's people, Adam and Eve, lived in God's place, the Garden of Eden, and they ruled God's world by obeying his good word. Do you know what happened next? A very sad day. Satan crept into God's beautiful garden looking like a snake. Satan hated God. Satan wanted to be God. Satan tempted God's people to eat from the tree. He told them to doubt God's goodness. He tempted them to disobey God's word. He told them, "You will not surely die." Now, Adam and Eve had a choice to make. They could obey God's word, or they could listen to Satan. What do you think you would have done? Do you know what Adam and Eve did? Adam and Eve chose to doubt God's goodness. They chose to disobey God's word. They did not let God be king over them. They ate some fruit from the tree. They listened to the voice of Satan instead of the word of God. What a very sad day. Can you imagine what God thought about all this? God was very angry. God cursed the snake. God punished Eve. And God punished Adam too. Do you know why God had to punish them? God punished them because they disobeyed God's word, which was meant to rule over his place and his people. Did you know that some good news came on this sad day too? God gave Adam and Eve a hint that he would not always be angry with them. God promised that one day someone would come and crush Satan's power over people. But that day was a long way off. On this very sad day, God made Adam and Eve leave the garden. Life outside the garden. Do you remember why God's people had to leave God's place? God drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden because they disobeyed him and rejected him as their king. And everything God had warned them about disobeying his word came true. Adam and Eve were now separated from God and began having difficulty with each other. Raising children was hard. Finding food was even harder. And their coming death was now beginning to make their bodies grow older. Life outside the garden was terrible. Now Adam and Eve ruled the world in evil ways. And they had children who did just the same. Their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren all turned away from God. Outside the garden, everyone doubted how good God was. Outside the garden, everyone disobeyed God's word. Outside the garden, everyone ruled the world in evil ways. This made God very sad. All the peoples of the earth had rejected him as king. So, God decided to judge all the peoples of the earth. He decided to send a big flood on the place he had made. But there was one man named Noah who listened to God. God told Noah to build a great big boat. God told Noah to put many animals on the boat. God told Noah to bring his family on the boat, and Noah did what God said. Then, God judged the world. God sent a big flood of water. Everything that lived on land died. But Noah, his family, and the animals on the boat were saved. Do you know what the flood teaches us? God will judge every single person who rejects him as king. And do you know what God's judgment teaches us? Every single person needs God's blessing. And guess what? God promised to do just that. God promised to bless all the peoples of the earth. Next time, we'll see God's big promise.